So Pharaoh says, look, the people of the land are now numerous, and you are stopping them from working. If it is 10 people you wanted me to give permission to go and worship, maybe I could consider. But you now want everybody, and they are numerous. The loss is too high. The same thing. You are telling us to follow this route, to stop compromising here. This is what it will mean to the bottom line. If you are talking about just losing 1 million shillings, we could consider. But this will make us lose 1 billion shillings. Oh, there's no way we are going to approve this nonsense of yours. I think you need to understand the differences in values, the spiritual perspectives, and how it will make it difficult for you to work in your place of work. But like Moses, please understand, you don't have the freedom to choose not to obey God. That irrespective of what Pharaoh or your boss or your board is likely to say, you can't change. You can talk wisely, but you can't change. You must do what God has asked you to do. And you must understand there will be consequences. They might lose trust in you. You might even be fired. That's why I normally tell people, there is no possibility of a leader in the secular world ever succeeding as a Christian if he wants to hold on his title too seriously. You need to come to where you are called CEO, but you know you are not CEO. That's just a title. So you are ready to be fired anytime. The moment you feel free to be fired, it means you can stick to your values because you're not afraid of being fired.